From KRCB-FM, Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The University of California's Board of Regents Thursday debated limiting the number of students from out of state. Such students bring in more tuition dollars, but state lawmakers want plenty of room left for students from California. Daniel Potter reports.
Last year, state lawmakers told the system to work out a non-resident enrollment policy and threatened to hold back $18.5 million. Now, regents are weighing a 20% cap. That would halt out-of-state increases at campuses already above the limit, like Berkeley, UCLA, and San Diego. But out-of-state students help pay for instructors and financial aid for California students, says faculty representative James Chalfant.
If undergraduates from California are benefiting from the presence of these students, don't draw the line at 20%. It's totally arbitrary. Please don't draw it at a lower number.
Chalfant and Regent Gareth Elliott both argued passing a hasty plan could create more trouble for the system in years to come.
I don't know why this is before us. It sounds to me from speaker after speaker that folks don't want a policy.
UC President Janet Napolitano told the board she expects to act on a proposal in May. In San Francisco, I'm Daniel Potter.
President Trump has approved federal disaster assistance for California. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, the move will help communities recover from major storms that hit the state in January.
A series of storms called atmospheric rivers pummeled the state in late January, causing widespread flooding and mudslides. The disaster declaration will provide federal funding to state, tribal, local governments, and some nonprofit groups. It will help repair and replace damaged public buildings, roads, and bridges. 16 counties across California are eligible. The federal government provides at least 75% of the costs. The president has already granted a request for federal help for the communities affected by the Oroville Dam spillway incident and for storms and flooding from early January. The White House says other declarations may be made later, depending on damage assessments. In Sacramento, I'm Amy Quinton.
Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.